Blog Talk Radio.
Entry tones are off. Exit tones are on. Entry tones are on. Exit tones are off. Entry and exit tones are on. Entry and exit tones are off.
Where a star shall overflow, where the ground shall be made whole. Yeah, we are under an open earth. Yeah, we are under an open earth.
All participants are muted.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. God bless you. God bless you tonight, people of God. We always have to start out with the God bless you. May the blessings of the Lord keep you, cover you, shield and protect you on tonight. And we just want to let you know that you are welcome to this Prayer News Network Global. You are so welcome tonight, people of God. We're so glad that you've elected to come and be with us on tonight, realizing that so many of you attended your local services at your church or your ministry on tonight, but you have elected to come and be with us, just to come and sit a while with us on tonight. And we just want to let you know we appreciate you and let you know that you are more than welcome. While you're there, we want you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you. Invite, invite, invite. People of God, listen, we always say invite because what the Lord has may be the very word for someone that you invite. Amen. Glory to God. I had a couple of conversations today on the other day and had sent out a couple of text messages, and they came on the line. And I'm telling you with joy, they were just saying that they received exactly what they needed. It was exactly what they needed. So the Lord is speaking expressly through his messengers, people of God. And we don't ever want you to forget that. We don't ever want you to think that you're just coming to be coming. We don't ever want you to think, glory to God, that the speakers, the people that are coming before you, that they're just lackadaisical coming. Oh, no, 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 no. But listen, they are handpicked by God. They have a message from the Lord, and somebody needs to hear that message. And I was so blessed to know that they were blessed and that they had gotten what they needed from the Lord. So people of God, listen, I'm telling you, promote, get this word out to the people, people of God, because as I always say, the word that they hear may be the very word that you've invited them to, that the Lord needed to speak to their hearts. Amen. So we thank God on tonight. Thank God for you, each of you, while you're preparing to send out those text messages if you haven't already. We again want to thank you for coming. We thank God for each and every one of you. While you're doing that, we just want to give honorage to our leaders, people of God. We just want to give honor to each and every one of them on today. Amen. Now, first and foremost, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, give God thanks and praise. He's ahead of this line. He's ahead of this work, people of God. Glory to God. It came straight out of his mind, amen, and placed it into the lap of myself and the advisors. And we bless God. We thank God for that. Amen. We thank God for, amen, Jesus. Glory to God for him allowing us to carry forth this word, to carry forth this word, this outreach ministry. We give God thanks. We give God praise again for each and every one of you. We bless God for you, people of God. Thanking God again for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James, and our founding mother, Mother Carrie James. Thanking God, always praying for them and the first family. Giving God thanks and praise on tonight for our senior apostle on tonight. Glory to God, none other than Apostle and Prophet Samuel Huggins James and Lady Rachel. Thanking God tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking God for him. Thanking God for, amen, First Lady Doris Tina. And people of God, as always, giving God thanks and praise for our PNN advisors. Thanking God on tonight for you. We thank God for each and every one of you, people of God. We're so grateful that you've come to be with us on tonight. Truly, we can say that there is a word from the Lord for you on tonight, people of God. Again, realizing the sacrifice to come and be on the line tonight, people of God, we're going to go ahead and move right into our program on tonight. We are broadcasting live on tonight. We're broadcasting live. Amen, Jesus. We are broadcasting live. So go ahead and invite someone to come and hear what thus saith the Lord on tonight. There is a word from the Lord for his people on tonight. Glory to God. And we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Ha. Oh, glory be to God. And we come on tonight. We just come to bless his name. We come to hear what thus saith the Lord unto each and every one of us. And tonight, we, as always, people of God, we're going to sanctify the lines on tonight. We're going to sanctify the lines. We're going to ask Missionary Fan if she will come. Glory to God to sanctify the line on tonight. And then, people of God, after her, amen, we're going to have our scripture reading by Sister Mary Holland. And people of God, our speaker tonight is none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. We thank God for this woman of God. We thank God for her availing herself to be a part of this PNN. And she's here with us every Sunday and every Monday night. And we give God thanks and praise for her for continuing to hold the bloodstained banner, continuing to hold the commitment. We just give God thanks and we give God praise. And people of God, listen, it's people like this that keep this outreach ministry growing and going. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, in that order, people of God, we're going to have and present to some, introduce to others, none other than the prophetess Sharon Duncombe. Amen. It's in that order. God bless you. You have the platform, Missionary Fan.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Lord, we come before you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come before you right now, Lord God, just thanking you, Lord God, for another day that we've never seen before. We thank you right now, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you right now, Lord God, for your love. We thank you right now, Lord God, for just being so good to us, Lord God. We thank you for bringing us back, Lord God, to this point in time. We're coming for you right now in the name of Jesus, asking you to look down upon each and every one of us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, look upon each and one of us name by name and one by one. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, far and near, Lord God, every country, every city, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us tonight, Lord God, and forgive us for all our sins, Lord God. Forgive us for all our iniquities, Lord God. Forgive us for transgression, Lord God. We ask you right now to forgive us, Lord God, for all the things we may have said, all the things that we may have done tonight that wasn't pleasing to your sight. We come tonight, Lord God, with a repentant heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come asking you, Lord God, to let the word of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, Lord God, be acceptable to you tonight, Lord God. We come before you tonight, Lord God, realizing and knowing that we cannot come before you any kind of way. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We come tonight, Lord God, just to say we appreciate you, Lord God. We adore you. We lift you up, Lord God, tonight. We come tonight, Lord God, giving you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We come tonight, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, for all things, Lord God. We come, Lord God, not taking you for granted, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because we realize and know that it's not of none of the good that we've done, but it's your grace and mercy, Lord God, that keep us. And we thank you tonight, Lord God. We glorify you tonight. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to move, Lord God, on this line tonight. In the name of Jesus, we come asking you to heal the sick, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We asking you to raise the dead in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we're asking you tonight, Lord God, to, Lord God, touch somebody's heart tonight, Lord God, and let them hear your word, Lord God, and let your word make them alive tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to have your way. Let your will be done. We come, Lord God, tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to heal, deliver, set free. In the name of Jesus, we're asking you to fill, Lord God, with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, somebody want to be saved, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, somebody need hope tonight, Lord God. And we realize and know that you are the hope of glory. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, give them hope, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, somebody need rest tonight, Lord God. Somebody not even sleeping at night, Lord God. But we ask for you to touch them right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and make them anew, Lord God. Make them afresh, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for, Lord God, the woman of God tonight, Lord God, that was the word. We ask for you right now, Lord God, to bless her. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you, in the name of Jesus, look on Minister Bradley. Touch her right now, Lord God, from the crown of head to the sole of her feet. In the name of Jesus, strengthen the Lord God where she needs to be strengthened. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, have your way. Let your perfect will be done. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we'll forever give your name the praise. We'll forever give your name the glory. We'll forever give your name the honor. In the name of
News Network Global. If you're dialing into our live broadcast, you will enter the platform shortly. However, if you would like to listen to our previously recorded broadcast, you may dial 757-841-1181. Enter the access code 976-706-pound. Blessings.
You are the only participant in the conference. The recording has started.
46 Psalm. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of this holy word.
Amen, amen. Bless the name of Jesus Christ on this night. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised. Glory to God. I feel the presence of Almighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is faithful. He is indeed, hallelujah, high and lifted up. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. There is none like him. He deserved the glory tonight. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. He deserved the praise. Hallelujah. He deserved every thank you. We could never praise him enough. We could never give God the glory that he deserved. Bless his name. There is none like him. I come to exalt him tonight. I come to magnify him tonight. I come to lift up the name of Jesus. I come to tell him thank you for seeing another day, another time, another season. Someone is not here tonight to give him praise. Someone is not here tonight to give him the glory. Someone cannot open their mouth to say thank you. Someone cannot clap their hands tonight. Someone is bound in a wheelchair. My God, with a stroke from the neck down. Glory be to God. Have someone to do everything that they need. Glory to God. And so we are blessed that we are able to get on our phones or laptop or whatever you're using tonight. To use our hands, hallelujah, to dial the number, glory be to God. We're able to use our hands tonight, hallelujah, to go on Facebook or wherever you're listening in from tonight, hallelujah, to be a part of this work, global shanda bahaya that God is doing on this line. Glory to God. So I am so grateful. I feel the joy of the Lord, which gives me strength on this line tonight, and I do glorify him. I do magnify him. I thank him for Evangelist Bradley tonight, the woman of God said he is chosen for this time and this season. Hallelujah. For this work, he and advisors, glory be to God, her prayer warriors, hallelujah, Jesus. Protocol has already been established, and I come in agreement with the protocol. Bless his name, but I do honor my pastor, his wife, this morning, who is the co-pastor of Jerusalem Temple. Bless the name. I honor tonight every pastor, every leader, apostle, prophet, wherever you are, whoever you are, from wherever you might be coming from tonight and listening into tonight, you are welcome. Hallelujah, God. The Spirit of the Lord is surely upon this platform. Bless his name. And I thank God for the Spirit of the living God tonight. Hallelujah. That is in the midst of us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're worthy. Hallelujah, you're worthy tonight. Somebody ought to open up your mouth where you are tonight and begin to magnify God, invite his presence in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. This platform has already been sanctified. Bless the name. So I thank God tonight as I go into a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you as I come in agreement with the prayer that is going forth, that you, God, will saturate this atmosphere with your glory, with your presence, with your fire, with your power. Saturate, God, every phone line, God, Facebook, wherever they're listening from the radio side tonight. Oh, God, release the fire of Almighty God. Release your presence tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your word go forth, God, with power and authority. Let your word go forth to bring divine healing, God, to bring breakthrough. Let your word go forth in the name of Jesus to edify, God, and encourage the heart of Oshikin of Ahia, the listeners tonight in the Koshaman of Ahia. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for moving, not by power nor by might, but by your divine presence, by your spirit on tonight. Neutralize, God, bring to null and void every demonic assignment assigned tonight to this prayer line, hallelujah, over any region tonight, any regional spirit. We neutralize and pull down every assignment right now, every protocol and plans tonight. We want to thank you, Lord God, that you would have your way and that you would release an anointing over this platform, over this prayer line, God, that would make your word come forth with ease in the name of Jesus. Now, word, my God, word my mouth tonight. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, God, let it be acceptable in thy sight. Go, O Shaya. God, I echo Shaman the Bahaya. Echo Rabbi Shandrehe. Lord, I thank you tonight. And I praise your name. I praise your name. Thank you, Lord, tonight. People of God, it's an honor to be back in the midst of you on this night. This is the night or the day, the evening, the morning, afternoon, wherever you are, that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. tonight I'm dealing with a topic that is called flames of fire or ministers of fire. Bless his name. And so the reason why I'm dealing with this, and God had given me the chapter, which is Psalms 104, 1 to 4, and it says, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the veins of his chambers in the water, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wind, the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire. And God spoke this word to me. He woke me up early on the 19th of this month, last Wednesday, in the 3 a.m. hours, bless his name, glory to God. And he began to speak to me concerning the fire of God, bless his name. He began to minister to me and talk to me as I was praying. I had to stop. Only did he say to me, where is the fire of God in the churches? But he also said to me, where is the prophetic voices of God in the churches? He's looking for a prophetic voice. He said that there has to be a voice, someone that hears from the mind of God. Glory to God. Those who are sensitive to his voice. But the thing that stood out the most to me is this flame of fire. This fire, glory to God, that God is looking for in the body of Christ. He said to me, and he brought his word to me about on the day of Pentecost. He said on the day of Pentecost, they were baptized with fire. So then he said many people in the body of Christ have received the Holy Ghost, but not have the baptism by fire, which makes a difference. Glory be to God tonight. But it did not just come just like that. It did not just come to them because they wanted it. Something had to happen. They had to do something extra. My God, for a move of God to take place, hallelujah, tonight, they had to obey what Jesus said to them. And he said, go in the upper room, hallelujah, and wait. They had to go to a process of waiting for 10 days. Glory be to God. He told them to go up higher. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so God is saying, if we want that baptism and that fire to be in the churches, then there has to be an elevation. He's saying, you got to come up higher. Bless his name. Even the prayer that some of us pray has no fire, has no power. Glory be to God on tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Which means they had to change order for a move of God to take place. We want a move of God. We want, hallelujah, tonight, a revival. But God is saying something has to be done, hallelujah, for that revival to take place. Something has to be done for the move of God that we are seeking to take place. There has to be a changing of the God. There has been a paradigm shift happen already, but we need to change with this paradigm shift. And many has not changed with the paradigm shift that is now in the earth. Bless his name. They had to experience patience. Glory be to God. By sitting and waiting for a whole 10 days. Glory to God. Fasting and praying, because it didn't say they didn't move to get food or water to drink. They waited in one place, glory be to God, for 10 days. I don't know if they had water. I am my God tonight. But I know one thing God said. Don't move out of your position until I move upon you. Don't move out of your position until you get what I have promised you. And so God is saying tonight, it's going to take patience and being still before him, hallelujah, hearing his voice, hallelujah, for that revival to come forth, glory be to God, hallelujah, for that breakthrough that you're waiting on to come through, for that fire that he is looking for in his ministers to come forth in the name of Jesus, glory to God. They had to sit and wait, hallelujah.
to be broken. Glory be to God. Their flesh wants to be subjected to the competence and the fighting power of Almighty God. Thank you, Lord God, for the night. They were in a state of preparation and readiness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They had to make a sacrifice to stay in the same position to hear from God. And so God is saying it's time for us to get ourselves in a position to hear everything. Sometimes we get too busy with our daily routine. We get so busy with the work of the day. We get so busy with our own lifestyle. But God tells me, you need to take a break from being so busy. You need to take a break, my God, and spend some time, hallelujah, in my presence. You need to stay put so that you can be imbued with power from on high. How many of you know tonight, hallelujah, God is saying, it's now time to give me some of your time and some of your attention for being so busy for me. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus, tonight I thank you. When they obeyed the voice of God, the Holy Ghost fell upon them, hallelujah, as tongues of fire, cloven tongues of fire began to fall. And the Bible says, when that hobah shaketh, hallelujah, when the power and the presence of God fell, it began to shake the building. It began to shake the place. And the power was so strong that it burst the windows open. And the sound went beyond the room where they were. Glory be to God. And so God is saying tonight, when you spend some time with me, and you be endowed and do the power from on high, something got to shake. Something got to change. Something got to take place. Hallelujah. Glory to God on tonight. And so God is saying, it's time to give me some more of your attention. See, we want God to do this thing. We want God to do this thing. We believe in God for this miracle and the next miracle. Sometimes we got to make a sacrifice and change our position and do something different. Glory to God on this night. Thank you, Jesus. When they obeyed the voice of God, the Holy Ghost fell upon them as cloven tongues of fire. They received the baptism of fire. How many of you know tonight there has to be a fire, baptism by fire, for this last hour, for a move of God to take place? You, when you come on the prayer line, you hear about miracles, signs, and wonder pain. Miracles, signs, and wonder cannot happen if you are still the same, if there is no fire, no presence. We got to understand, oh God, God, let me not forget ahead of myself tonight. But God is saying tonight, hallelujah, the fire of God is the very presence of the Almighty God. If we have the presence of the living God on the inside, where are the signs, wonders, and the miracles that should be happening in the churches? Yes, we can get a prophetic word. Yes, we can hear a word of prophecy. But God said to me, where is the fire of Almighty God? Where is the prophetic voices of God that is making the declaration? Hallelujah, in this hour. Hallelujah, God said, made my ministers flames of fire. The church has become so cold when it comes to worship. They want to shut you down. You're worshiping too long. You shouldn't worship like that. You shouldn't pray like that. Glory be to God. But God is looking for, my God, somebody, hallelujah, tonight that is on fire for God. Glory to God that is full of the fire of the Holy Ghost to make a difference. Hallelujah, my God, in this last hour, it is time to seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon your God while he is near. Glory be to God in this last hour. Hallelujah, God, and we have the presence of the living God on the inside. God asked me a question, and I just began to write. He said, if, hallelujah, if it's on the inside of us, then where are the signs? Where are the wonders and where are the miracles that should be happening in my church? That's what he asked me. So God said it is time for the fire to return. God Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said it has left the sanctuary. It has left many of the, it has left many of the lives of his people. Hallelujah. Tonight, in the name of Jesus. And God spoke to me early in the 10 hours. He said it's time for my fire to return back to the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus. He said this is the hour he's going to ignite the fire in the lives of my Shekinah. In the lives of his people, he's going to ignite the fire that is going out. Glory be to God. He said to me, I began to, and when God brought a candle before me, hallelujah, the candle, the light of a candle may give you a little light, but it's not much light. It cannot give you the light that you desire. And so God's looking for a blaze. He's looking for an explosion. My God, of the fire of a yes, God, I hear you tonight. God, I'm looking for something different. I've got a solution that I am doing in the earth. Hallelujah, the night Holy Ghost. And it's that many are not moving to the new thing that he is doing. Many are not moving to this paradigm shift. They're trying to stop the move of God. They're trying to shut down the mouthpiece of Almighty God that God is raising up in this hour as a prophetic voice to bring deliverance to those who are sick and afflicted, those who, my God, are struggling and going through. In the name of Jesus Christ, he said, I made my ministers flames of fire. Do you have that flame of fire? Do you have the fire of God tonight? Hallelujah, Jesus. Or are you still praying the same old prayer? You worship the same old way. Your praise don't have no fire. God is looking for something new. God is doing something new. He is releasing and igniting the fire of God upon the remnant that he has called and chosen in this last hour in the name of Jesus. Not we are the light of the world, which means you should have, or we should have, that fire. When you talk about light, how do we represent fire? My God, and this fire or this light that God is talking about, he said it should be able to eradicate the darkness of sin. My God, he said this fire that he's looking for, God said it should be able to eradicate rebellion and disobedience and the evil, hallelujah, that is happening in the churches. My God, in some parts of the world, the evil has intensified. We look at the life of Jesus, hallelujah, wherever he go, there was a difference. Wherever he go, he turned that place upside down. Wherever the apostles went, they turned that place upside down. But they had to be baptized with that fire that God is looking for, even in this last hour, my God, to make a difference, to reach that soul, to reach that person. We got to have the, my God, the presence of God that is burning on the inside. Hallelujah. That when we open our mouth and begin to, my God, proclaim liberty to the captive, it will come forth as fire. It will burn sin out of the life. Hallelujah, God. They will say there is something different about you. Something is unusual. I've never heard something like this before. I've never felt the presence. And so God is looking for a presence. Oh, glory to God from his people in this last hour, people of God. John chapter 8 and 12 said, then Jesus spake again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Glory be to God. And so God is saying, when you follow him, there's a light that will shine and will bring life to you. Your life that you live in must emanate God. It must be got you. Oh, glory to God tonight. There should be something different about a child of God. Hallelujah. Your very presence, our very presence, when we show up, should be able to change the atmosphere. Our very presence, when we show up, should be a thermostat that will change the whole environment. But God is saying, the Messiah, you've got to wait and let me invite God, I'm telling you that that power, that that fire that I'm looking for in this last hour, glory be to God. First Peter chapter 2 and verse 9 says, on tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, Jesus, that but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. God has called us out of darkness, and he said, hallelujah, tonight we are the marvelous light. And so if we are the light that God is saying tonight, hallelujah, God is to let the light shine in some dark places. It's time to go in some dark places and let the light of God, the presence and the fire of God shine through us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. When Jesus showed up on the scene, oh God, the demon said, I know who you are. I know you are the Son of God. Hallelujah, Lord God, tonight. Glory to God, Jesus. Hallelujah. When the girl was following Paul, she said, these be the men of God. That demon and that girl could have recognized who Paul them were. Can anybody recognize who we are when we show up? And so God is saying, I'm going to ignite the fire. I'm going to, my God, ignite my presence in the life of my people. And I'm going to make you that light that shines in dark places. They will put out the darkness in your home, in your, my God, in the life of your children. Hallelujah, God, in the ministry, in your neighborhood. Bless his name tonight. Ephesians chapter 5, 18 to 17 says, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. God is saying we were once in darkness, but now we are the light in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we are to walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, bless his name, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. And so some people are doing some things in secret that is so embarrassing and so shameful that God is saying it's a shame to talk about them. Glory to God. And so God is looking for that light that would expose these things that are being hidden. He's looking for the fire, my God, to expose the darkness, hallelujah, and to get rid of them. Hallelujah. Verse 13 says that all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. Glory to God. For whatsoever do it make manifest is light. And so God says, when we get this light, this fire, this power, it will reprove, it will bring correction. Glory be to God. When people see you, they will respect you. When people see you and they're smoking a cigarette, and you have that light of that fire, you will see them putting it away. You will see them not wanting even to be in your presence because of this light, this fire, because of this light that must put out darkness. Glory be to God on tonight. Wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepest, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. And so God is saying tonight, some people are sleeping, are in a comatose position in the body of Christ, because there is no fire, there is no signs, there is no wonder. So they are sleeping, they are in a comatose position. Many churches have no anointing, many leaders have no anointing, and so people come in and live the same way they came. That should not be. Oh, God, on tonight, in the name of Jesus, he said, and Christ shall give thee life. What is Christ? Christ is the anointing, the anointed one. And so God's saying, it's going to take the anointing to give you this life. And the anointing comes by the Holy Ghost that's on the day of Pentecost. That brought that fire, my God, tonight, that put out the light. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, tonight. He said, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as It is time that God knows the time that you left. Doing you. Doing it for you. Doing it for other people. It is time now to do it for God. It is time now to put away our agendas that are keeping us so busy and keeping us so tied up. My God tonight, and God is speaking tonight. It is time now to arise and shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon his people in this last hour. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said in verse 17, wherefore, be not unwise, but be understanding in the name of Jesus, that the will of the Lord is. Understand, God said, understand what my will is. And hallelujah, and as I understand it tonight, when he spoke to me, he said, I'm looking for the fire of God to be me in my body. He's looking for the fire of God, hallelujah, God, to be me kindled, hallelujah, because the fire has burned all the many churches. And God said, it's time to, my God, ignite it. It's time to rekindle your fire. Many of you was on fire. When you got saved, you become cold and callous in your prayer life, in your faith. My God, in the name of Jesus, he said, take it back. Take back. Bring it back. Bring it back. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. On tonight, when we first got saved, we were excited and desperate for God. We used to pray, hallelujah, and stay in the word. But now, in the falling cold, the fire and the presence, you used to feel when you first, my God, get the Holy Ghost. Not the many, hallelujah, are dying out. Hallelujah. And some are gone dead already. But he said, it's time to rekindle that fire. It's time to ignite that fire that he's looking for. On this night, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and he said, and glorify your Father. This is about the glory of God. It is about the glory of God being returned, and the glory of God represents also the fire of God. Hallelujah. When Ezekiel saw the wheel, he saw the wheels of fire that was turning. He saw God. Hallelujah. The glory represents fire. God looking for a fire, a glory that is filled with his fire. Glory to God on tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. Acts chapter 13, 47 to 49 says, for so had the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, the heathen, the unbelievers. Hallelujah. A light. Are we being a light to those who are not saved? Is our light shining in dark places and moving sin away? Thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. He said, he expects us. God is saying, for the Lord had commanded us. Acts chapter 4, verse 47 says, he had commanded us. That's a command from God, people of God. He said, I command you, saying, I have set thee to be a light. That is not something that you decide to do. God said, I have commanded you to be a light. To the Gentiles, to the unsaved and the unbelievers. This is a command tonight, people of God, that thou shouldest be for salvation. He said, you're supposed to be a salvation to the ends of the earth. They're supposed to look on us and want to be saved. They should look on us and want to emanate us. They should look on us and want to be a part of the body of Christ. They should want to come to service. But so many of us are standing in the way of sinners. Our attitudes and the way we treat people when they come to the house of God is deplorable in some churches. And so we're chasing people away. And God is saying tonight that he is commanding us to be a light to the Gentiles. He is commanding us tonight to be salvation, not just in our region and our neighborhood, but to the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, glory be to God, when they heard this is verse 48, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. As many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Understand what God is saying tonight. The disciples were reaching the unbelieving, those Gentile nations. We came in the Gentile nation. And so God is saying, when the Gentiles heard the disciples preaching this, that they also, because the Jewish people thought that salvation was only for them. They thought that only God loved them alone. But God said, the disciples, go and preach to the Gentiles and let them know that the light has come to them. Salvation has come to them. And so we're 48 says, when they heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And so the word that was spoken, they began to give praise and thanks and give God the glory. Nobody knows tonight. Hallelujah. When God remembers you, that's a good place to give God thanks. When God remembers you, it's a good place to give God glory. Sometimes we feel like God's forgotten. Hallelujah. Some of us have been praying for so long for healing for this family member, for healing for that one, for breakthrough, finances, so many things that we were believing God for. But how many, God help me today. How many of us tonight know that when God remembers you and you say God needs, hallelujah, it's a time to, my God, get up and give God a glory and to know that believe in his word is going for it and believe in God to touch somebody tonight, that some souls, my God, will be delivered. Someone's bodies will be healed tonight. If you could just tap into what God is saying, hallelujah, I believe that a financial breakthrough would happen in your life tonight. I believe the person that you're praying for, that they can be healed tonight. If we would just tap into the realm of the spirit and hear what God is saying by his word. The Bible said they glorified God for the word of the Lord that they heard. Hallelujah. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believe. And so God is saying, those who we have ordained to be saved, those who we have ordained to be a part of his kingdom, to have eternal life, they will hear the word of God and they will give him glory. Because not everybody is ordained for the kingdom of heaven. Not everybody is ordained. You may go to church, you may sing and shout and praise God, but we got to know that our names are on the book of life. We got to know that we are ordained. That's why the Bible said, rejoice or pray that your name is on the book of life. But God is saying tonight that many that were ordained to eternal life, they were the ones that believed. And so in this hour, God is saying, only those that will believe and receive the gospel of Jesus Christ will have eternal life. They have been ordained. So you can preach all you want to, and people rejecting salvation. They don't want to get saved. They might just not be ordained for eternal life. But they're hearing what is being said, and they're still rejecting it and putting on salvation. They just might not be the ones ordained for eternal life. Bless his name tonight. And so God is saying here tonight in verse 49, and the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. And so they took this word and they carried it to all the region. And tonight, as I'm here speaking with you, this word is going out to many nations, to millions of you tonight that are listening to this word on tonight. God is speaking tonight. Is your name, hallelujah, on the book of life? Are you ordained for eternal life? Are you believing the word that is coming on PNN? Every time you come on and there is an altar call and you're not receiving it, you're not repenting, believing in God, hallelujah, do you believe that your name, hallelujah, is ordained for eternal life tonight? Because he said, only those, as many as were ordained to eternal life, that's the ones who believe what was being preached. Because you can preach, but not everybody will believe. They will hear and block it out. Glory be to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and 6 said, blessed be for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined in our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the faith of Jesus Christ. So God commanded the light to shine out of darkness. God is commanding us as the light of the world to start shining out of the darkness that is in this earth. This earth is dark with sin, iniquity, ungodliness, lack of everything that has to do with God is being suppressed and tied down. And so God said, I'm commanding you as the light to shine out of this darkness that they may see me in the midst of what is going on. And he said, this light has shined in our hearts. He said, this light must be in our hearts. And so is our heart serving the light of God tonight? It's not something that you speak with your mouth and say, I am saved, I'm a Christian, I believe God, I love God. He said, this must be a hard thing. This must be something that you live every day of your life. Bless his name, hallelujah, to give the light. Listen to the way God said tonight. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. So God wants us to have the knowledge of his glory. Hallelujah. We need the knowledge of the glory of God, which is the presence of God. And he said, where are you going to find this? It is in the face, in the F-A-C-E, face of Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus is the word and Christ is the anointed. So God is saying, you find the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the word, the anointed word of God. That's where you're going to find it. And so it's time to get in the word and look for the knowledge of the glory of God and the face of Jesus Christ, which is in the face. Face is word. Put your face in the word and face, look in the face of God's word and find eternal life. Bless his name. One of God's attributes that manifests his omnipotence is that he is a consuming fire. Jehovah God is the Lord strong and mighty. Psalms chapter 24, 8 to 10 says, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, the everlasting doors, and let the King of glory come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. And so we're talking about the glory of God. He said, open up and let him come in. Open up. Open up our hearts. We just talked about the heart. He's looking for people that would open up their hearts to let him come in. Let the King of glory come in. He said, lift up your hands, all ye gates. It's time to open up the gates of your heart and let the King of glory, let the word of God come in. Let the word of God saturate your mind. Let the word of God saturate your spirit. Let the word of God change your life. You can't sit and say and still living and doing the same thing. The word of God comes to bring major changes in your life. Who is this King of glory? The Bible answers us. He is the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. He is potent, P-O-T-E-N-T. He is potent in magnitude and action. The one who is clothed with fire. He wears fire as a garment. We're talking about the fire of God tonight. God wears fire as a garment. He, just like how we put on our clothes, that is the way God wears fire. He is just pure fire. God is not a weakling. He is a potent fire force. He is a force to reckon with. God have mercy. When God goes out, one of the elements accompanying him, my God, in this hour, hallelujah, tonight, One of the elements that accompany God is just pure fire. It's just pure fire. That's all he is. Combustive Holy Ghost fire. And the word potent means, hallelujah tonight, having a great power, influence, or effect. It deals with thrones where potent symbols of authority is. And we know that God is sitting on the throne, which represents his authority. The word potent means powerful, strong, vigorous, mighty, influential, commanding, dominant, forceful, dynamic. redoubtable, overpowering, pursuant, convincing, compelling, persuasive, effective, effective and effectual, eloquent, impressive, well-founded, valid, ready, authoritative, irresistible, glory to God, intoxicating. And so when you listen to this word that represents God, bless his name, he is fire, pure fire all by himself. Psalms 97:3 says, a fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about him. And so, if we have the presence of the fire of God, we have to understand that the devil cannot come around our presence. Because the Bible is saying here that when God being a fire, he burns up his enemies. And so when I read this, God said that's why he needs his ministers to become flames of fire. And any one of us can be a minister, not just for people who are preaching or have a title. He's talking to the body of Christ. He said when he goeth forth out there or wherever he moves, hallelujah, Jesus, there is a fire around him that will destroy his enemies. And so if we have the same fire in us, and anything that is our enemy should be destroyed. Sickness shouldn't be around us. Plague shouldn't be around us. It's because we have the fire of God. And a lot of people have been sick and afflicted. They can because God allowed it to strengthen you and test your faith. But there are times when that is not God. The enemy is my God afflicting you, and there is no fire to eradicate this dark force that is around your presence that God is saying we're needed in this last hour to survive. No demon can come into God's presence in heaven. They cannot. Where the presence of God is, God said no evil, no plague, no sickness, no disease, no demonic force, no devils or demons can come near you, people of God, tonight. When the fire of God is in or around you, no demonic force can have easy access to you. They've got to come to the fire presence. I'm telling you, someone ministered to me one time ago that somebody wanted to harm me. They took my was trying to take me. You know that these witches, they can take, try to mess with you by taking me. They tried to take me to Haiti for this Obia man. And when the Obia man saw my spirit, he said, I can't touch him because there is a fire around him. They could not touch me because there is a fire that has engulfed my life. Demons operate around you in the realm of the spirit more than you think, and they get attacked, and they are attacking many in the body of Christ who is weak, hallelujah, and many of them have not been baptized with the fire, and so the enemy has easy access to them. You can believe it or not, but if you study the word of God and see, my God, how these demonic forces work around you, and so if God is saying it is time to ignite the fire of God in your life and in his house, bless his name tonight. It is only when we are not where we should be in God that we find ourselves going through even more warfare than we should be going through. When we get relaxed, when we become slothful, when we are not praying the way we should, when we are not reading the way we should, then we will find that we go through even more. Why? Because we're too relaxed when it comes to our spiritual life. And there is times when God will take us through the fire to make us and to melt us and to mold us. Sometimes he will allow us to go through, to form us, to be all that he has called us to be and chosen us to be. When we go through the fire, it is because he's preparing us. He's preparing you, people of God, tonight for the warfare that lies ahead of you. He is refining you to become the pure gold which represents his glory. And so God is calling us to come up higher, to be flames of fire for him. Jehovah Shammah, the presence of God is what we need in our lives. And those who are in our ministry knows that Jehovah Shammah is operating on the 3 a.m. hours early in the morning. And that comes with the triumphant warriors. You become, that's a time you get up and you begin to war, because that's when the Spirit of God is moving. And if you pray at that hour of the morning, there's a different presence that happens at that hour of the morning when you pray. He operates in the 3 a.m. hour, and when you wake up to pray, you will find that God will literally come. It's like he changes the atmosphere. I can't explain it to you, but it's something that you have to experience for yourself. Glory to God. And so we got to understand, people of God, that from the 12 midnight begin, hallelujah, these demonic force starts operating from the midnight hour all through the night. They do not sleep. While we are sleeping, they are doing all kind of warfare. Yes, God wants us to rest. Yes, God wants us to sleep. And the blood of Jesus do cover us when we're sleeping. But I believe there are times when God will wake someone up to the night, because they are prayer warriors that God will wake up to the night. They are my God tonight. Hallelujah. Tonight there are some people that God have as watchmen on the walls and that will operate through the night to do warfare. Bless his name. God is calling us up higher to be flames of fire. So without him being, oh God, like God, without it, people, we would be consumed, hallelujah, by the enemy. So God is saying now, come up higher. Get higher. He keep reiterating this because it is very important, people of God, to have it. God, Almighty God is asking us tonight to get into his presence. Spend more time in his presence. If we look at the natural fire is combustive and has many positive and negative effects. Negative effects of a fire is that it is very destructive, destroying valuables and properties, while the positive effect of fire is that it helps in the producing and manufacturing chain. Hallelujah. In, glory to God tonight, in cooking and in the generating of heat energy. And so if you look at fire, the natural fire, it has a negative side and it has a positive side. It said he will make us pure gold. But gold has to go through extreme heat. One of the remarkable attributes of God in the scriptures is that he is the God that answers prayers by fire. That is a biblical scripture. He answers our prayers by fire. This means that our prayer has to be effective and it has to be fervent. There are types of prayer that the Bible talks about, an effectual and a fervent prayer. The Bible says the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The book of James tells us about this. Look at the word effectual. Is to be operative, is to be at work, put forth power, to work for one, to aid one. It talks about having effect, bless his name tonight, and to display one's activity, to show oneself operative. In the Strong's Concordance, it said to be mighty and to show forth self-work. And James chapter 5, 13 to 16 says, is any among you afflicted? Pray. Is any merry? Let songs to pray. And sorry, verse 14 said, if any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of God, my God. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And so when you think about that, God is saying there's a kind of prayer that he is looking for that is not operating. It is not operating in the church. The fire and the type of prayer that is effective is not in the church the way it should be. He said, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he has committed any sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your fault one to another, and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Fervent and effective prayers motivates, listen to this tonight, it motivates us to cry out to God because he uses our prayer to change. When your prayer is fervent and effective, let me tell you something. It will change and turn the world upside down. He uses our prayer, my God, to make a difference. When God is by fire, there is a rapid response, speed and quick intervention, and positive consequences and results will take place. There is what the Bible calls the fire of the Lord. This fire of the Lord is a uniquely divine fire that is not found anywhere else in the history of the world or in creation itself. People of God, tonight, it is a pure, holy fire from the Lord. This fire of the Lord cannot be extinguished by water. It is not a natural fire that can be, my God, extinguished by anything in this world. The Lord's fire, the fire of God, is very intense, both in the spiritual and in the physical realm. It is important to note, people of God, tonight, that when the fire of the Lord fell in the time of Elijah, it consumed the burnt offering, the sacrifice, it consumed the wood, the stone, and licked up the dust. Hallelujah, God. And so God is telling us tonight that this is a type of fire that he's looking for. The Bible said, and this fire also licked up the water. If you read the story, Elijah told him, bring buckets of water. Then he said, bring at least 3 times. He just flooded that altar with water. And the fire, hallelujah, tonight, the fire, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, Jesus, glory. And the fire of God fell upon that altar and lifted up the water in the trench. Let me tell you something. When the fire of God takes place in your life, in the church or the house of God, something has to happen. Hallelujah tonight. 1 Kings chapter 18, 36 to 39 says, and it came to pass that at the time of the offering that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel and that I am thy servant and that I have done all these things at thy word. And so God, as we look at Elijah and what he's telling God, he's telling God, let the people know who I am. Hallelujah today. And so we are in a time where we've got to get like Elijah to tell God, let the people see who you are in my life. Let the people know who I am. Because some people doubt who you are. Some people take you lightly. Some people don't know the time you spend with God. Some people don't know the sacrifice you make for the kingdom of God. They don't know the times when you fast and pray, and now God has filled you with the fire of the Holy Ghost and signs and wonders following you. They don't know your sacrifice. They don't know your walk with the Lord. They don't know my God on tonight. And so they would criticize you, and they would pull you down, and they would try to shut you up, and they would try to block and stop you. So Elijah said, let them know who I am. Hallelujah, God. And who God is that I am servant. He said, I am thy servant and that I've done all these things at thy word. And so if you are the servant of God, then when they come up against you and they try to stop you from doing what God tells you to do, you got the right to tell them, I'm doing what God tells me to do. This is what the word of God tells me to do, and I'm not going to let you stop me, shut me up, block me, or sit me down in the name of Jesus Christ on this very night. It says in verse 37, hear me, O Lord, hear me. He was telling God to hear me that this people may know that thou art the Lord God and that thou hast turned their hearts back again. And so we got to get to the place and God with the fervent prayer. He was making a fervent prayer. His prayer became effective. Hallelujah. His prayer was fervent. Hallelujah. Tonight, people of God, tonight. And then the Bible said in verse 38, that after his prayer was so effective and fervent, the Bible said the fire of God fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stone and licked up the water bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. And verse 39 says, and when all the people saw it, they fell on their face. The Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. And so what is God saying tonight? When that fire of God is upon you, when that fire of God is in your life, then people have no choice to acknowledge that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel is on the inside of you. The same way these people had to bow and acknowledge that the Lord, he is God. When God began to use you and the fire is upon you, they have no other choice but to say, the Lord God, he is the God of Israel. He is on the inside of you. I see God on the inside of you. I feel the presence of God when I come around you. And so God is looking for the fire in your life that has gone dead or lying dormant to come up, to ignite it. Hallelujah. Get before him. Get back to the where you used to be in God. Nothing can stand in the way of the Lord's fire. People of God, I don't care what demonic force is sent at you. When you have the fire of the Holy Ghost, nothing can stand in the way of the fire that is on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so God is saying, it's time. It's time for it to come back. When this fire falls, when the Lord's fire, when the fire of God falls, like we prayed just now, every sickness has to dry up. I find out in the body of Christ that those who are sick, before they call for the elders of the church, the first thing they call for the doctor. The first thing they do is run to the emergency room at the hospital. The first thing they do is, my God, run for the medication. God said then, the first command to do is for the elders of the church. And then they pray the prayer of faith and have to work. But it seems as if there is a lack of faith in the body of Christ when it comes to healing. I be talking to God. God said they have enough faith to believe that they're going to go to heaven and they're going to be cured of their pain. But don't have enough faith to believe me for their healing. Don't have enough faith to believe me for their breakthrough. Hallelujah, Jesus. And then if I take too long to heal them, they get discouraged and they go to the doctor. Listen to me. I'm not saying that you should not go to the doctor. I'm not saying so loud all tonight because some people need to go. Listen to me. If you need to go, go. But I'm only saying what the word of God says. When you are sick, the first thing you do is run to somebody that is in the church, that is an elder to pray for you. But what God showed me is that a lot of times there is no power and there is no fire and there is no presence, and so nothing is happening. No signs and no wonder is taking place. So what's the reason should I go and let them pray for me for? I don't see anything happening. I don't see no miracles happening. I don't see no demonstration of those. A lot of people taking surgeries, a lot of Christians, and they got to stay home out of the church for a long time because of what they do. They're staying out of the presence of the Lord. And so God is trying to build our faith. God is trying to build our trust. The most of God, all God, it's time to ignite that fire that can eradicate any sickness, any disease, anything that you're dealing with, that fire is able to get rid of it. Every disease, I'm not talking about just some. He said every disease and sickness, circumstances or situation are filled up by the intense heat of the fire of the Holy Ghost. I can tell you tonight that I've been there. I've been sick unto death, cancerous sick, and I had a surgery. I went and found out what the problem was, and I began to pray, and I felt the fire of God fell upon me. I felt the heat of God overtook my. And I'm telling you, that was 20-something years ago. I received a cancerous cyst on my ovaries, and I've never been back to the doctor. No disease in your life. They can't stand in your life with the God being present there. Remember, these are demonic forces. Every sickness you're dealing with is a demonic force. It's not natural. It's meant to destroy you. Which means that your prayer with your faith must become and must be number one. It must be like now, right now, God is expecting us to have some radical going on. We sometimes got to change the way we pray. And so the devil said, hey, still come to attack me, that I'm never going to take this lying down. I'm going to get up and let you know that I have the living God inside of me, and you got to do sometimes. You just got to do warfare prayer. I'm telling you, for this lady, her husband, this pastor, and his wife, they were stricken with COVID-19. But the Lord said to call me, and she called me. Hallelujah. And I began to pray. And I began to pray, and I began to go into warfare. She said she was lying down and she could not move. And I said, God said, get up of your bed right now and take a over your atmosphere. And she got up out of her bed, and I said, send that spirit out of your house. And she got up and she sent that spirit out of her house. And she said, as she was doing what God was saying to do, strength came in her body, and her husband was worse than herself. He was in pain. He couldn't move. And as the prayer was, man began to stand up while he was praying. I'm telling you, the fire of God came into that house. Glory be to God, and God is there. God did miracle in that same day. Hallelujah. Jesus, they rise up from COVID that same day. He was praying, people of God. They didn't call for the doctor. They were going to the doctor. She said, they already have me an appointment. But she said, the Holy Ghost is on me. I'm not taking no glory because I ain't no God. I'm sharing with you that when your prayer is effectual and fervent, how will you, God, will move my God in an instant. And I can tell you, there's up to stories with people that call and be praying. They say, I share the fire of God, and there is some healing and miracles right away. It is possible. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so God is saying, fire is missing. Fire is missing out of the church, out of the lives of so many. God's breath, his breath alone is full of pure fire. When God breathed into the first man, Adam, he received the breath of life and the fire. Adam could do so many things with positive results through the Lord's fire upon him. And in his life, the hour has come, people of God, the fire of God to be released again. The forces of this are working against your progress. It is working against your life. These forces are working against your health, your destiny, your purpose, your breakthrough. These forces, hallelujah, tonight is working against ministry, finances, your bank account. These forces are working against your job and businesses, your marriages, your home, your family, your children, your future, gift that God has given you, and most of all, against our minds. It is time, my God, to invoke the Lord's fire. Invoke the Lord's fire in your life against these demons so you can stand up against these demons. You have these demons of procrastination and delays that are working against your life. God, it's time to get the fire going. Psalms 21:8-9 says, thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Hallelujah tonight. Glory to God. God is saying, my fire have to devour the enemy that's coming up against everything that you're dealing with. Now the time to rise up. Yes, of God. Things of the world, we command it to go right now. We command every demonic force to lose their minds right now. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you are a liar tonight. We bind the will of Satan and we bring every work to naught. In the name of Jesus, Father, send your word right now as we pray. Send your word to that address right now. Give them no rest today nor night. Convict them, oh God. Trouble their minds, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we declare salvation as we stand in agreement, God. Hallelujah. On tonight, we come to trouble the throne of God tonight because Hadobo Shanda. It is time, God, to set the captive free. It is time, God, to mind the release our, my God, your anointing. Set them free now. We declare every sin be broken. We declare every sin be broken.
Jesus.
Of sin broken, my God, tonight on their minds. Holy Ghost, arrest them. Bring them to your prison tonight. Of Jesus Christ, as we stand in agreement,
there is
no distance in prayer. There is nothing too hard, my God, for you to do. And God, I send this prayer to every man, boy, or girl that is believing for their children to be saved. We declare, God, that salvation is coming to our children. These young ladies, God, they will be saved. God, say, you shall shamanda. If we speak it, you shall bring it to pass. If we declare a thing, it shall be established. And God, I thank you tonight as we have the faith to believe that if we pray that you will do it, I believe along with her. I believe tonight as we're praying, woman of God, that God is visiting their house right now, hallelujah, Lord God. And we pray, God, that their lives will be transformed, their minds will be transformed. Father, this is the time salvation is going to the four corners of the earth. We declare tonight that every stronghold be loose right now. Loose your stronghold, you stinking dirty devil. Lose your stronghold from their minds right now. Lose your stronghold. We declare, God, that the fire of God would burn sin out of their lives. That the fire of God would burn the iniquity in the name of Jesus that has them bound. Oh, God, loose and break every chain. Break every chain. Send the break anointing. Break it. Break it. Break every stubbornness. Break every rebellion. Break every disobedience that is against you in the name of Jesus. Give them a desire. Give them a desire to go to church. A desire for your word. A desire to change. A desire, God. And send the mando bosha. Oh, glory, God. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now as we touch and agree, as we pray in faith. God, from this night, we declare, God, that changes are going to take place. I declare it tonight that changes are going to take place. I declare there will have visions and dreams in the name of Jesus. I declare that you will use them to influence other young people in the name, oh God, of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you for visiting them. I thank you for moving in that room. I thank you, oh God, not by power, not by might, but it's by your spirit. Oh, glory. I don't know about you, but I believe that when we pray, God hears.
Yeah,
the prayer of this people. So tonight, woman of God, as we stand in agreement with you, God say, expect changes. Expect him to move. Expect him to work. Hey, God, we declare that conviction, my God, that they would be convicted, that they would terrify their minds, that they would no longer be comfortable in sin. They will no longer be comfortable in their lifetime. In the name of Jesus Christ, we seal this prayer against every backlash and every spirit of retaliation. Hallelujah, God. We thank you now that you will manifest the God, the answer to this prayer, and do a quick work. Do a quick work. Do a quick work. You're doing a quick work. Do a quick work, God. Woo, Jesus, I thank you. Listen here. Listen here, woman of God. God says, stand still and see the salvation of Almighty God. Hallelujah. God said, you have been praying, and he heard your cry, he heard your prayer concerning the souls that you bring before this platform tonight. And God says, you stand still. And God said, you continue to
90
speak
seconds.
Over there. You continue to speak salvation. Don't matter what God said, don't look at what is happening. You continue to declare the word of God over their lives. You continue to speak. Oh, love, Oshanda. See, you have to confound the enemy. It might not look like what it should be, but as you speak it, God said, as you speak it, he said, your word will take effect. Your word will take root, and you will see God's hand begin to move upon their lives. Hallelujah. And we declare a supernatural move.
60 seconds.
By the Holy Ghost be upon my God. your lips, hallelujah, and as you speak, God, my God, oh, my son, the higher. But I declare tonight, because you are God, come to us to touch and agree. God said, you just stand still and watch him move. Hallelujah, God. He's going to do a quick work. And I declare that it is so. I declare that, God, turn it around in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. You be blessed. Hey, God. Oh, thank you for your move. Thank you, Lord God, tonight. Glory, Jesus, save, deliver. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, Jesus.
Anyone else tonight?
10 seconds.
Anyone else tonight? Lord. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Betty. I'm calling in tonight. I'm requesting prayer. First of all, I said I wanted prayer for just my son, but I want prayer for all six of my children. And I want to thank God for healing my body and setting me free. And I have one son that's having surgery. He's having hip surgery. But I want him to recover from that, but I want his soul saved.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Yes, God. Father God, in Jesus' name, we bring God to you. God, make your request be known. Tonight, and God, you said, oh God, will save the sick, and you will raise them up in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we come before you tonight as we stand in agreement. We know tonight that there is nothing to hide or impossible for you to do tonight. Father God, out of surgery, you can doctor's report. We pray that you go in the hospital. You are a miracle working God. You are a supernatural. My God, intervene. Lord God, you are a great physician. Your word is the medication. Your word is my God the healer. Oh God, send your word to the hospital. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, double caution. We declare, God, let your will be done. In the name of Jesus. We know you can do it. For him to go in. He's going to come out. Right now, touch his body right now. You raise Lazarus from the dead. Too hard for you. Is there anything possible? We believe we shall receive anything we desire when we pray. We shall have that Messiah. And this woman of God comes asking for prayer for the sick of her children. Lord God, tonight. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
To you. Lord God, you save no children. When he went into the house, son of Lord, children were saved. This woman is righteous because of her righteousness. We declare, God, that salvation extends to these children. We pray that you forgive them. We pray that you turn their lives upside down. We pray, God, they no longer be comfortable in their sin. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, I yield, I yield. That the Holy Ghost, my God, Jesus Christ. It has been too long we've been praying, and it seems like you are not here. But tonight we declare that God, that the fire of God will move now, God. My God, against every presence of evil being sent out of children to keep them, God, out there in the world. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah tonight that you, God, will trouble their lives.
Jesus, I have formed you for such a time as this. And the devil got
My God, tonight,
Thank you, Father.
May the angels of God minister. Oh, God.
Yes,
Lord. May they no longer be comfortable on the same friend. May they no longer be comfortable where they go.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord. God. They may buy some of us.
Thank you. Oh, Lord, I will seek you.
Gloria, shout it. Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
The hands of the Lord is upon your children. God, your
thank you, Jesus.
Upon, those children have been dedicated
you,
to me and said, my
fire.
You gave your children to me. God said, they are my children.
God, I praise you. I praise you, Lord. I praise you.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I thank you. You heard me, Lord. I thank you. God, I praise you. Oh, God,
yeah.
I praise you. Oh,
yeah.
Yes, Lord, I praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
He said, you don't have
Father,
to cry. He said, don't you cry over them no more. You just watch me. Oh,
glory, glory.
Don't cry over them no more. You just watch me. He said,
hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
He's kind of
hallelujah.
Hey, God.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hey, God.
Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, I praise you. Lord, I praise you.
Thank you. Somebody should
no,
lift this woman to God. Somebody should lift up their voice. Thanks. Ooh, as you give God thanks for her children, God will work it out.
Hallelujah.
Work it out in your family. Glory to God tonight.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
yes,
praise
Lord.
The Lord. Praise
thank
the Lord. I praise you.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
I hear God says you rejoice with this woman of God tonight. God has worked in the life of your children, even in the life of those that you are seeking for salvation. God said you will see it come to pass. Glory be to God.
Yeah,
Messiah. Thank you, Lord.
You said the woman of God. God said he's going to put fire in your hands. God, I see a hand catching on fire. Fire, God says fire is going to be a fire. And when you lay hands, your hands will be like it's on fire. Cancer is dry up. COVID-19 is going to dry up. My God, Jesus, the man, now man, so total of fire. God, sickness in the Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost, Jesus.
Holy, yes, holy.
Problems with high blood pressure and bad headaches.
Pressure and what else?
Bad headaches.
Okay, the devil is a liar tonight. 6 years old.
The devil is a liar tonight, and the blood of Jesus Christ is against you tonight. Satan, let me tell you something. You are a liar tonight. And the blood of Jesus Christ is against your plan, against your attack, against this baby. Father God, in Jesus' name, if you have your baby, put your hands over her head tonight as we pray. Glory to God on tonight in the name of Jesus. We come together, God, in the name of Jesus, and cancel every weapon of warfare that has been lifted up against this baby girl in the name of Jesus. Father, you said suffer the little children to come unto you and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. We lift this, my God, child up to you. Release the power of God now. Release that fire of God. You said your fire is for healing and deliverance. We declare that you touch it from the crown of her head right now to the sole of his feet. We command you high blood pressure, you demon, to loose your hold, you demon from the pit of hell. We release the fire of God around this child right now in the name of Jesus. We declare a hedge of protection right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, release your hand and put your hands, oh God, on the top of her hand right now, God, and go through her brain and every cell, every vein, every fiber, every tissue of her mind, of her brain, of her body. Hallelujah. God, you said there is abakura bakando boshanda. There is nothing too hard for you. God, we curse this at the root. Satan, let me tell you something. You demon call, hallelujah, Jesus, high blood pressure. We command you to loose right now. We command you to loose right now. Deliver God tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I curse it at the root. I curse you, demon of headache. You, my God, spirit of affliction. You, spirit of infirmity. I command you by the authority that God has given me to loose. To loose now your stronghold. We put angels around this child. God, there is no distance in prayer. Lord, even as I'm praying now, as we're standing in agreement on this line, that right now you're touching her body. Right now, God, it is drying up. Right now, God, create a miracle in this child's body. We thank you now for the manifestation. We thank you, God, as I pray, my God, burn it out. Holy Ghost, fire, burn it out. Burn it out at the root. Kill it at the root. Because when the root is die, it can't grow back. So cause the root to die. Cause the root of, my God, sugar diabetes, high blood pressure. Oh, God, everything that is in. God, come, but shake it. We command you, we root you out. You say root it out. You say pluck it up. You say tear down. You say cast it down. You say pull it out. We pull it out. We cast it down. We destroy your plans. We destroy Rabba Kando Bosha. Oh, glory to the Kando Bosha. Oh, gee, I am God. I thank you. Kacha na 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 na. God, I declare that you touch your head right now. Right now, Jesus. Right now, Spirit of the living God. Let the fire of God burn in every cell, in every, my God, fiber of her brains, of her sinews, God, every area of this child's body. Thank you, Lord God, tonight, in the name of Jesus, that as we pray, God, you're doing a surgery on her right now. You've done a surgery on her right now, God. Oh, God, as we remind you of your words that says you are wounded for her transgressions. You are bruised for her iniquity. The chastisement of your peace, God, is upon her. The chastisement of her peace is upon you. And with your stripes, she is healed. God, as we remind you of your word tonight, we declare, God, that you have baffled the doctor's report. And we command her blood to come in alignment tonight. We command her blood to come in alignment with the word of God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Listen here. I command her blood to come in alignment. God has given, listen here. God gave us power. And the power that God gave us tonight and the authority tonight, it got to come in alignment because God said it is so in the name of Jesus. Let this be the last day, God. Your name and your reputation and your word is on the line tonight because you said you heal. You said you are the deliverer. And so, God, we thank you tonight that every headache that she's suffering, any tumors of the brain, any growth in the brain, we command it to shrink right now. We command it to dry up right now. In the name of Jesus, we command it to dry up at the root in the name of Jesus. And it is so. It is done. Let me tell you something. Give God the glory. Give God the praise right now because God is touching that child right now. God is healing her right now. I don't care what the devil say tonight. The fact that you touched, the fact that you came out and we stand in agreement, God cannot lie tonight. He cannot lie. He said the prayer of faith will heal the sick and the Lord shall raise them up. And we, God, we declare this word over that room right now in the life of that child. And God, we thank you for the manifestation. In Jesus' name, we command it to go. And we thank you for it. Huh? God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Rosa. We thank you, Lord. I thank you. Thank you for healing our cry. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for touching the body. Thank you for drying it up. Thank you for touching the head. answer, God. And so I thank you for doing it right now. And it is done in Jesus'
thank
name.
You.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We seal this prayer over her tonight. Come against, we come against any backlash and any spirit of retaliation. You will not do it. Satan, you will not do it. We command you to go. The fire of God. We put a ring of fire around this child right now, God. So that no demon, no sickness, or plague will touch this child again. In Jesus' name. Amen. Psalms 91. Get the Psalms 91, and you continue to read that over her day and night. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Anyone else? Amen. We'll take one more prayer request. If there's one, amen, Jesus. We'll take one more. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We don't see anyone else on the flat tonight. Glory
amen.
Be to anyone. Amen. I thought I saw someone on the platform. Amen. There's none. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you tonight. People of God, I believe we can say within our heart, within our soul and spirit, I got just what I wanted. Glory to God. Amen. By word, by prayer, faith to faith. Amen. Believing on one accord. We know that God has done and that we have the petitions that we've asked of him. Even as the prayers were going forth, if you didn't come to the platform, but we believe, we trust and believe by faith. People of God, that you have gotten what you wanted. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. We thank you, people of God, for your patience. Amen, Jesus. We just thank you. We just want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. You can certainly get a copy. Amen. Give you two numbers. The first number is 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Also, people of God, you can text 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Glory to God. Don't forget, if you've not registered, if you've not RSVP'd for the upcoming PNN anniversary celebration, please, ma'am, please, sir, do that. Please, ma'am, please, sir, do that. Amen. We're trying to get a count so that we can make sure that we have adequate accommodations. Amen. So please, ma'am, if you've not, go out to our REARP prayer group page, REARP prayer group 52. Amen. You will see an event created there. You can go out. You can certainly text, press on it, and send your RSVP in. If you would like us to send that link to you, we can. Or, people of God, if you would just like to let us know, you're coming, you can text us either one of those two numbers so that we can get your information down. Amen. Glory to God. We are excited for what God is about to do. He's already doing great things, and we want to make sure, again, that we have ample space for everybody. Amen. This is a global ministry. We don't know. We're trying to get a count, amen, of how many will be there so that, again, we can prepare adequately for everybody. Amen. So God bless you tonight, people of God. God bless you tonight. We're so excited for all God is doing. Truly, he's doing great things. Amen. Glory to God. Even in Macon, amen. Glory to God. We have an upcoming announcement for Macon. If you're in the Macon area or close to Macon, amen, Macon Revival. Macon Revival is getting ready to take place. So we're so grateful. We're so grateful, people of God, for what God is doing. He's truly doing a great work in the midst of us, and we're so grateful. We're so glad. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Prophetess. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory be to God. We know that the time, amen, Jesus was pressed for you, but we thank God that you pressed through. You came on, amen, to take care of God's business. And for this, we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. People of God, we want you to lift your voices with us on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we give you thanks and praise now again. We glorify you for this time, for this hour. Father, we thank you for all that you've said. We thank you for all that you've done. We're thanking you for moving by your precious spirit, your choice anointed in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for healing. We thank you for setting free. Father, now we're lifting up unto you your servant. We lift up the woman of God unto you. Father, we're asking that you would bless her now. Father, bless her. Open doors for her, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you today, glory to God, to lead, guide, and direct her, oh God, unto all truth and all righteousness. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you today to upgird her with your free spirit. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you today, glory to God, to meet every need and every desire. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, now we're asking that you would cover her and that you would shield her. Father, that you would restore virtue unto her. In the name of Jesus, restore virtue now, Father. Restore, restore. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, restore, restore unto her. Yeah, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, cause your angels, glory to God, to minister unto her even in the midnight hours. And we're thanking you now for renewed strength. We're thanking you now for renewed virtue in the precious name of Jesus. And we give you thanks. We give you praise, God, for every good and perfect gift comes from you. And we're thanking you now. We're thanking you now, glory to God, for what you've done for this vessel, God, that you've called to this work for this time. We thank you. We bless you. Hallelujah. We glorify. We honor you. In thy precious name, Jesus, Father, we say continue to have your way in her life. Father, we're asking that you will cover her in your shed blood. Cover her and she shall be covered. Hide her and she shall be hid. For this, Father, we give you thanks. We do give you praise. We give you glory. We forbid backlash. We forbid retaliation. In the name of Jesus, we forbid reformation, oh God. Glory to God for those things that are not of you. But we give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you. Glory to God. God bless you, woman of God. We're going to release the line to you on tonight. Amen. For the dismissal. Amen. We give you thanks, people of God, again. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Thank you. Glory be to God for being with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory to God. Prophetess, for the dismissal, if you would, please.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord God. Oh, glory to Jesus, God. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we thank God tonight for presence being in the midst of us tonight. Appreciate God for just his blessing us tonight the way he did. He did all the glory and honor to him. And I believe with all my heart that whatever we believe in God for, and I believe that we will see that in the future. Hallelujah. And every one of you from every nation, wherever you're listening from, God is saying unto us, everybody, that it's time for us to come up to another level. It's time for us now to be like we've never prayed before. Because truly, if you look around, the world is not the same. Everything is not the same. And so he's depending on us. He's depending on us. This world cannot be done without us. And so he's saying to us, ignite that fire. Bring back that fire. Bring it back to the church. Because the takes his presence and his anointing, his presence, and and comes to the power that God is looking for to bring change in the lives of people. And so I believe that this is the time he's calling into a place, a secret place of desperation, a secret place of burning desire for that change, for the great revival that is about to pour out. I don't know about you, but there's a zeal of desire that's burning within me to stay on my face, to stay in the world for what's about to happen in the same time. It's going to take so much more than what we have now to deal with the things that are happening. So I just want to encourage you and entreat you to just let God told John to eat the book. Spend as much time because there is a blow out that I wish about what's happening. Maybe tomorrow you can hear that. The words from that video, how stupid it is. They've taken the word of God away. It's been the literal Bible. It's been taken away. It has been doing for a long time, but it's intensified. And so we've got to study and read like never before. And the enemy knows that the time is coming. Fire is getting distracted, but we have to get as much of it as we can, because the freedom that we have will soon be taken away. So we can talk very nice to both of you still on the line. God bless you. God keep you. May he make a sign upon you, unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you. Would you please be thank God for the counsel of this work. Minister Evangelist Bradley, great woman of God, a warrior. Thank God for you in a special way. May God bless you. May God always open doors. You know, God bless the desires of your heart. And God, may God continue to bless your advisors and your prayer warriors. May God continue to be in the midst of you, that you prosper and be in health, even if it's prosper. To every leader on this line, whatever your call is, whatever means that you carry the best tonight for your picture. Now, God, we thank you for those that have been connected to this power line, this line, this lifeline, that you will continue to increase them and bless them because of their love for you. May you continue. Oh, Holy Ghost, fire, Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. You open doors for them, God. And then now shake hand over the behold to open doors and make way for your people, God. May God, you may continue to be edified on a nightly basis. May you, God, take us higher, even on these times of this prayer line, that we may go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. Father God, let them be edified every time they come to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Now cover us with your shed blood. Hide us behind the your cross, God. Let no weapons formed against us prosper in the name of Jesus. Be with us on the workplace tomorrow, on their jobs tomorrow, in their businesses, God. Cover each and every one of them, wherever they go, wherever if they're driving, may you cover them with the blood. We cover our children in the schools. We cover them in preschool, kindergarten, middle school, junior high, universities, colleges. We cover our children, God, from the satanic attack, from the wicked agenda of the enemy. Keep them, God, in Jesus' name. Until we meet again, may you go in peace and know that God loves you and I love you too. Bless you.
God bless you, people of God, that does complete our broadcast for tonight.
Goodbye.